Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to do a Biz Bites with Bonnie, and we're going to talk about the transformation that you can give to your ideal clients. And I've got a really cool exercise to share with you, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with me on the show. I am so grateful and honored that you do that. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You love helping others live their dream. And perhaps that's you. That's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this will be another great show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. Now, make sure that you check out the show page before you leave. I always have a way to connect with me there and a free gift for you as well. Now, maybe you would like to share your message. Maybe you want to be a guest on the show. Reach out to me if you would like to reach more people all over the world with your message. So make sure you check out the show page before you leave today. Now let's get to Biz Bites with Bonnie. Today we're going to talk about transformation. You know, what's the transformation that you can provide for your ideal clients? Many of us, I'm sure, have identified who our ideal client is. You know, we've gone through an exercise of some sort to really describe them in detail, who they are, what their biggest, you know, pain point is, what keeps them up at night, what is it that they want. But part of that exercise, I think, falls a little bit short. And I have to give Ryan Dice from Digital Marketer credit for this, because this is an exercise that he does in one of his classes that I happen to be in. And I thought it was so cool, I wanted to share it with you. Because really, just because you know what your ideal client wants doesn't mean they know what they want, or they don't even know that they want it. And certainly they don't know if they want it from you. That's kind of our job as business people, to lead people along the way and, you know, help them connect those dots. So Ryan has this great exercise that I went through when I was in his class, and I thought, this is so cool, I must share it with you. And this is the exercise that I'd like you to try doing on your own after the show as well, because I think it's a really valuable thing to do. And what Ryan talks about is you have to look at the before state and the after state. You know, it's where your ideal client is and where they want to be. And we kind of do that, you know, when we talk about the ideal client and creating an avatar for that person and all of that. But we don't, I don't think, go to the extreme as we maybe should be, you know, the detail. So that's what I want to go through with you today. And so this exercise is very simple. And I'm going to use the example of like a relationship coach or something like that. So the before state is the same as the after state. You just fill it out with different answers. So we have to take a look at before they have the transformation, whatever that is. What do they have at this point in time? You know, where are they starting from? What do they feel like? What is their average day like? What is their status? And then there's sort of the good versus evil, as Ryan calls it, which is sort of the big, broad thing, the thing that everybody says. So as an example, we're going to use the relationship coach, as I mentioned. And if you take a look at the ideal client for a relationship coach is probably somebody who's not in a relationship, right? So we take a look at their before status. So what do they have at this point? At this point, you know, I'm not going to go through all the things, obviously. There's probably many more that we're going to talk about today, but I want to give you an idea of how to do this exercise. So in a relationship coaching business, their ideal client probably isn't in a relationship and wants to be. So the before state, we're going to talk about first. The before state, what do they have? They probably don't have, they probably have no dates on Saturday night and maybe not much of a social life. And maybe nobody to talk to at dinner about their day at work or whatever. How do they feel? They feel lonely. They may feel even unwanted and just like there's nobody for them. And what's their average day like? Their average day might be eating dinner alone, you know, having quiet in the house or maybe talking to their cat if they have a cat. But there's no other person there in the house with them that they can interact with, that they can have companionship with. And what is their status? You know, a status might be that they're feeling unloved and alone. That's their status. That might be how they would describe what their status is. And then there's that good versus evil, as Ryan puts it, which is sort of the bigger picture. And what do we hear often about people who are, you know, single in their later years? Well, if you're still single at 40, you're never going to find anybody, kind of thing, right? So that might be where they're sitting now. And where they want to be after that transformation, what, where is it that they want the transformation to bring them to? That's the after state. So let's talk about that. The after state, where they're already there, they've had the transformation, they have life the way they want. So what do they have? They have companionship, they have as many dates as they want, and as much social life as they want. They've got somebody to talk to. And how do they feel? They feel happy, and they feel loved, and they feel like they're in a partnership or a relationship of some type. What's their average day like? You know, maybe when they finish work, they look forward to going home and sharing what happened today at work or whatever with their partner, having a conversation over dinner. And what's their status like? Well, their status may be that they feel wanted. Somebody wants them, that they feel fulfilled, that they feel this is their other half. And then there's that good versus evil piece, what everybody says. That may be, you know, you can find love after 40, or you can find love after 60 or 70 or 80. It doesn't matter. You can always find love. So that might be their after. So taking a look from your clients, potential clients' perspective of where are they before the transformation, and then the transformation that you can provide is kind of what fills in the gap, right? To bring them to that after, once they have the transformation. Now, there's many more things to this, but I wanted to give you a snapshot of another way to look at your whole ideal client picture. And maybe adding this, if you have an avatar created for your ideal client, maybe adding this at the end, if you don't already address it in what you've already written. So taking a look at the before and after in terms of these five pieces. And again, they're what do they have right now, today, what do they have before, and then what will they have after? Well, how do they feel? How do they feel before? How do they feel right now? And how will they feel after you've provided that transformation for them? And then what's their average day like? What is a day in the life of your ideal client like right now? And what will a day in the life of that person be once they have received and taken advantage of and consumed and whatever it is that you provide for your transformation? And then that good versus evil is sort of what everybody's saying. It's sort of the overarching, you know, thing that people say. What do people say now about them, where they're at in their situation? Whether it's, you know, it doesn't have to be just relationships, obviously. It can be, you know, being the right, you know, weight or having the health that they want or the job that they want or the income that they want, whatever it is. What do people say about them? You know, if you're not there yet, you might not get there. You know, that's what people say for a lot of those things. And then what will their good versus evil sort of statement be afterwards? What will they be able to say to all those other voices out there? You know, you can find love at any age, or you can make your business succeed at, you know, you can get the income you want or whatever at any point. It doesn't have to be within, you know, that whole within 2 years most entrepreneurs fail and quit and go back to a regular, you know, job. They don't have to be one of those people. They've proved them wrong. So it's taking a look at those five pieces. What do they have? What do they feel? What's their average day? What's their status? And that whole good versus evil piece. So taking a look at that in their before state and then in their after state. What you provide, that transformation that you provide, is what's in the middle. It's what they need to get to that after state. So once you have clarity, I think, about the before and after, not just who your ideal client is, but what is their life like right now versus what is their life like once they've worked with you? Because that's the piece that I think sometimes is missing from our ideal client avatar, is we talk about where they are at now, but we don't talk about the transformation as much and where we get them to, because that's what's really going to help you hone in on how to craft your offer, how you say it, how you phrase it, how you approach people. Because that's, I think, is a missing piece. And I know when I took Ryan's course, it's like, oh yes, I missed that piece too. So I need to go back into my ideal avatar and add that. So I hope that that was helpful for you today. And you can find, if you just Google Ryan Dice Digital Marketer, you'll find all of his stuff. And he's a great teacher. So I just wanted to share that with you today. And I hope that was helpful for you. And so until next time, I want you to remember that anything is possible. Really, anything is possible. And only you are the only person in the whole world that does what you do in the way you do it. The better you're able to communicate that, the more successful you'll be.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.